My next guest is Christina O'Mahony, who is currently on student placement with us here on Radio Kerry, and at the moment is back recently from her holiday in Antibes in France, and she's come to the amazing conclusion, and this is all to do with the price of what you're paying for groceries in terms of food and things like that, the conclusion that in terms of food, Ireland is cheaper than other countries. A shock statement to us all. Christina, good morning to you.
Jerry, how are you?
Very good, very good. No, so Ireland, is this what you're telling me? It's compared to other European countries, it's not that expensive after all.
Yeah, like I was quite shocked when I went on holidays. Like I was expecting much lower prices because obviously all we hear about is how food is so expensive in the supermarkets here. But I thought abroad in Antibes it was more expensive or similar enough.
Okay, so like what did you see? What kind of price did you pay over there?
Well, just say for everyday items, like a box of 6 eggs was 3.10, a small block of butter was 3.90, 1 litre of milk was 1.90, half a pan was 2.50, a block of grated cheese was 2.80.
Okay, so that's prices similar to here, I suppose, what we'd pay here, not that much cheaper at all.
No, like from just like researching, like here a box of 6 eggs is about 2.60, a block of butter for a small one is 3.30, a litre of milk is 1.25. So in instances, it was much a good bit more expensive over there.
Okay, so your block of butter wasn't the pound of butter, it was the smaller.
Yeah, the smaller block.
Yes, the small block was 3.30 here, and it was 3.90 over there, almost €4.
Yeah, which I thought was very expensive.
Yeah, very, very expensive. A litre of milk, you know, 1.25, half pan 1.70, grated cheese 2.50. So that means that Antibes in France was more expensive from the grocery side of view. What about the restaurants? What do you pay for a restaurant food over there?
Similar enough prices, to be fair. Like restaurant, I got a pizza one night, €18.
Okay.
Yeah, similar. Like drink wise too, I also found was very similar, which I was quite shocked about.
Okay, so £18 for a pizza, which yeah, that's kind of what you'd be paying here if you went to a restaurant. Say I'm ordering a pizza, that's kind of what you'd pay, the 17,
yeah.
€18.
Definitely.
Okay. Drink and bars similar to here as well. So what did you find in that? What were cocktails? What was a pint?
Cocktails like €17. A pint of Guinness was €4. I think I paid €15 for another cocktail another night. So similar prices I thought to here.
Yeah, yeah. Guinness a little bit cheaper at €4. Yeah. Euro, right. Okay. Now, you didn't just stay in Antibes. You went to Monaco.
Yeah.
Which is a different place altogether, exactly. Obviously, in terms of prices.
Yeah, and obviously it's very expensive over there, which I was expecting, but I was quite shocked. I bought a bottle of Coke and it was €9.
€9 for a bottle of Coke?
Which, like, if I knew the price before, I probably wouldn't have taken it, but...
No. Mike, that's a tenner.
Yeah,
honestly,
exactly.
A tenner for a bottle of Coke.
I couldn't believe it.
Okay, so look at... It from there to here, it is everywhere getting expensive, do you think?
I think so. Like, I was expecting prices, like, to not save money, but, like, do you know, I just wasn't expecting when I got to the cashier the price of food. Like, it's more than here, really.
Okay. And what about accommodation then, Christina?
Well, yeah, you're definitely saving money on the accommodation. Say, I stayed over there for 3 nights. I was staying with 3 of my friends, so there was 4 of us in total. But I paid €130 for 3 nights.
€130 for with an Airbnb.
Yeah, which I don't think you would ever really get here.
No. What did you stayed one night at the airport hotel. What was that?
That was €180 just for me.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. So that'll tell you, that'll give you an example about it. Okay. And look, are people over there, did you see, I know you were there, were people complaining about prices, Christina, do you think? Is it an issue for people in France?
Yeah, I think so, because I went over visiting one of my friends who's also a student working over there, and she was like, the prices are so expensive, like everything is just so much, her bill in the shop and everything.
Yeah, okay, so that's the issue. That is an issue there, like it is here. Everyone is complaining. Okay, Christina, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for taking us through all that in the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, Christina O'Mahony there, what is on the line. Have you been, and we will say, you know, holiday resort destinations on the Mediterranean are a little bit different when it comes to things like that because you're paying in a particular way. But if you visited other European cities or towns, you've stayed there, accommodation, what are the prices you pay in the supermarkets? And obviously, we didn't look at, and Christina didn't look, she was looking at what you pay in a bar. bottles of wine obviously are going to cost much less there because they're way, way less taxed than they are over here. So that's one big comparison that people always jump to. But in terms of prices for food and other issues, if you went grocery shopping in Germany, in France, in the UK, what have you seen, or Spain, over the last while, and what have you seen in relation to the prices? Get in touch with us on the programme.